Welcome to another Mark Tiley Morning Show podcast here at manxradio.com. Very special guest, just a few days ago, Sinead O'Connor. Recently finished an amazing comeback tour in Ireland. She hadn't performed for some time. She's doing one in London and then into America. However, she came here, or depending on when you're listening to this, is coming here on the 18th of December. And that is just amazing, amazing news. Two great British gigs, one in the Isle of Man and one in London. And we talked about everything and anything, but we started by playing this. Mandinka, Sinead O'Connor from her debut album The Lion and the Cobra, 1987. I caught up with Sinead the other night ahead of her concert here on the 18th of December in the Villa Marina. And I started off by talking about the music business in general. I mean, goodness me. She started in the late 80s. Here we are now. I wanted to know how she felt about the music business. Is it in a better or worse state now than it was then?
God, I suppose it's all relative. I think it's worse insofar as, you know, it's very hard to make a living in music anymore because people aren't buying records. It used to be that you could make a living really from making records, and you can't really do that anymore, you know.
What about the whole music scene for women? I mean, I know you've spoken about Miley Cyrus and Madonna and people who are overtly sexual in their role. Has things changed for the better in that respect?
I don't know, really. I sound my age now, but I don't really get involved with, you know, I'm so sick of looking at singers who look like Disney characters. They're not dressed from the waist down. They look like Donald Duck. I got fed up looking. I don't even look anymore, so I don't even know. I know there's one woman around who I love at the moment, a woman called LP. She's amazing. I don't really stick my nose too much in the whole pop thing anymore because it just got so sickening, you know?
Yeah. Understood. Can I talk about a recent release? Well, it was last year. I'll be going through it again because when it came out, I just absolutely fell in love with it. One More Yard, the Armistice
right.
Day thing. My goodness me. And listen, I was listening to it again this afternoon. Powerful, powerful words.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song. Now, I didn't write that song. It's actually, the text of it is from letters home from this man. So, yeah.
An Irish teenager from the First World War. An amazing, amazing collection of letters. And some brilliant people you work with on that as well.
Absolutely. Very lucky girl.
Yeah. Do you get to hang out with Cillian Murphy on a regular basis?
Well, no. None of us met. It was all, everybody recorded separately. But Cillian is a very good friend of the John Reynolds who produced the record.
I thought you might be popping up on Peaky Blinders Series 7. I was looking forward to that.
No such luck, unfortunately. I haven't watched it yet. Is it good?
It's tough. It's a tough watch. Yeah. It doesn't pull any punches. Right. Put it that way. Yeah.
Okay. Will it actually hold my interest for more than one episode?
I reckon it might, because some very good characters in there. And I just like looking at the really good writing and characters. And it's got that.
Dearest Major, I'm going to ask you not to worry about me, as I shall be as safe as houses. I'm still here in the land of the living, and a chance to sing dear old Dublin again. We all just wish the war was over now, and I am quite certain we will finish off the Germans this year. I wonder, will we ever get us the girls we deserve, or will there be none left for us when we get back home? Today I found a piece of shamrock. Who says it grows nowhere else but our dear old Ireland? My teeth are not good now, but too late to be thinking of dentists. Each day we must thank God we are still alive, but our losses are heavy and my nerves are nearly gone. The rain has stopped. And then there was a blackbird, piping his merry song as we fixed bayonets and awaited our whistle. An eerie hush fell as men whispered their last words. The Dublins took out their rosary beads. Irishmen from north and south would now fight side by side, and they'll die side by side. Every man of historic Irish regiments knows what he must do today. We should be going over the top now, and God grant that I come through safe. I have seen the tired eyes of rough men fill with tears, and I have never seen carnage like it. Not a single human body left intact. Just bits and pieces. Arms and legs and heads as the enemy squealed and groaned and died. As we are now determined to kill everyone we find. Nothing was spared. Nothing. And when done, there was not one more yard left. Ever your fond son, Michael.
What will be I'll say my friends take their last chance, and we know there's no return. Our hopes in this home will burn, but now
One More Yard came out to commemorate Armistice Day last year, 2018. Evermore, a project, well, involving a whole host of people. Brian Eno, Ronnie Wood, Nick Mason, Imelda May, Cillian Murphy, as we talked about earlier, and of course, the wonderful Sinead O'Connor. Sinead, your conversion to Islam. You said in a recent interview you've been a Muslim all your life, but you didn't know it. Can you take me through that?
Well, what's the best way to describe it? You know, it says in the Quran that there are certain people for whom, when they come across the Quran, they will realize that they were Muslims all their life and didn't realize it, and I'm just one of those people. It's just like coming home, basically. Once I came across the Quran, I just identified with it so much that I realized, you know, it's a headspace, Islam. And I realized I'd been in that headspace all my life without realizing it, basically. I can't explain it any better than that.
Within the religion, where do you see yourself?
I would say that I'm not the most devout of Muslims, nor was I the most devout of Christians. I just am Muslim, but I'm not the strictest of Muslims.
And in terms of dress, I was looking at an interview on Irish telly, and you were saying, actually, when you've got the more traditional dress on, you're almost not anonymous, but you can go about in a different way.
Yeah, well, not so much in Ireland, but yeah, definitely. But it's more of what's the best way to put it? It's a way of identifying your brothers and sisters in the street, is the best way I could put it, or a way of being identified by your brothers and sisters.
Let's go back to your Irish tour. My goodness me, there are reviews have been just awesome. So we're very excited to get you over here. What was it like getting back out on the stage in Ireland?
It was fantastic. I was really scared at first because I thought I might forget words because I hadn't been singing for like 5 years, but I managed not to forget the words. But it was fantastic. It's been really brilliant to come back to work, and to come back to such a warm reception has been amazing. You know?
And the band you got with you, who have you got with you?
I've got a guy called Phil Edgar on guitar. He's amazing. I've got Jackie Rainey, a girl who's playing guitar and vocals. Phil also sings. Then I've got a guy called Eamon Ferris who's playing drums, and a guy called Darren Campbell playing bass, and a guy called John McCulloch playing keyboards. I mean, I've been on stage with some fantastic bands in my life, but these are the greatest band that I've ever been on stage with in my life, band.
And that must be a wonderful, wonderful feeling to know you've got the A-team there with you.
Yeah, no, they're absolutely tight as anything. They're incredible.
Looking ahead to next year, it's America. You're covering a lot of ground in the States. That's a big old tour over there.
Yeah, I can't wait. I love touring America. Well, I love touring anywhere, but I like touring America, definitely.
I want to just touch on the big song, Nothing Compares to You. I was reading up about Prince, and that you didn't get on with him when you met him around about that time, apparently. Is that right?
We didn't like each other very much, unfortunately.
And was that the only time you met him around the time of that song?
No, I had met him once before, but kind of in a nightclub setting where we wouldn't have got to speak to each other to find out that we didn't like each other, if you know what I mean.
Having had that bit of a fallout, where do you place him in our musical history? as an artist?
Yeah, look, he's amazing. I separate business from personal. The man's a genius. The man's incredible, obviously incredible. You know? I don't really think there isn't really a place that you can place him. There isn't a category that you can put him in. He's not comparable to anybody else.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away. I go out every night and sleep all day since you took your love away. Since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. I can see whomever I choose. Eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant, but nothing, I said nothing can take away this blues, 'cause nothing compares, nothing compares to you. So lonely without you here, like a bird without a song. Nothing can stop these lonely tears from falling. Tell me, baby,
I want to ask a question about Ireland. Its global reach, the Irish influence is phenomenal. And anyone who goes to Dublin to see the exhibition of the people who left Dublin to make their way, well, left Ireland, I should say, to make their way in the world, will see that list. It's such a powerful, I don't know, culture? It just doesn't go...
Yeah.
What is the attraction?
I don't know. Maybe it's a certain sort of survival. You know, we're soldiers and survivors. I think perhaps that's got something to do with it. And for some reason, we seem to be very artistic people. Some people say that our greatest revenge, you know, if you'll forgive me, on you know, the English, was that we learned to speak English better than they did. So I think that's part of the attraction also, that we are good writers.
Well, the catalogue of writing is extraordinary for Ireland. Absolutely, yeah. Extraordinary. Talking about writing, politics and protest in music, does it still cut it? Is it still a part of the culture where you get messages out there, or is it just so industry dominated that's almost impossible?
I think the latter. I think now things are so industry dominated that it's almost impossible, unless you're writing songs about baby, baby, don't leave me, or about money or sex, you're not going to get anywhere. Yeah. Or unless you're, you know, got very few clothes on.
Well, I hope we can look forward to some more stunning Sinead O'Connor writing in the next year or so. Be lovely for you to come back with another album for us. Before I let you go, you're coming over here, 18th. It's a date in our diary. Screaming Orphans are with you. Now, they used to work with you, didn't they?
Yeah, they sang back and vocals to me on a tour I did years ago, yeah. They've been doing their own thing for years, yeah.
Well, listen, it's going to be wonderful to have you here. Enjoy the Isle of Man. I know it's only a short visit. Have you been over before?
Only when I was a kid. I've been there on holiday, but I haven't been there since.
Well, there's no donkeys, no deck chairs, and it's a bit wet, but we'll try and give you the best of times, OK?
All right, then. Brilliant. I don't want to love the way I loved before. I don't want to love that way no more. What have I been writing love songs for? I don't want to write them anymore. I don't want to sing from where I sang before. I don't want to sing that way no more. What have I been singing love songs for? I don't want to sing them anymore. I don't want to be that girl no more. I don't want to cry no more. I don't want to die no more. So cut me down from this here tree. Cut the rope from off of me. Set me on the floor. I'm the only one I should adore.
You sit still, signs to mend your broken bones, and don't leave me you alone. So get me down from this here tree. Take the rug from off of me. Set me on the floor. I'm the only one I should adore.
Take Me to Church, Sinead O'Connor, my guest on this very special Morning Show podcast. Thank you for joining me. I'm Mark Tiley. There'll be more guests, more podcasts popping up here, so do keep coming back and have a look or subscribe to the podcast, and then you'll get them without any fuss. Thanks again. I'll be back with more soon.